brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got him. Jay Leno can't get him, but we got him because he won't, I guess, put up with the TSA trying to grope him. They want to isolate us, though. They're shutting us down, and they have cancer clusters that came out at Boston Logan and four of their airports where they first put the scanners in 9 years ago. Now they're removing the big bakers. I already had it from internal sources, Governor, that the TSA people found out they were being lied to and that those were killing them, so now they put this millimeter system in, but we've got top scientists saying those are just as bad. They actually rattle your DNA. But think about the elite that they would put these body scanners in there, shave your naked images, get caught lying about it. And now I get calls every day when we open the phones up of truck drivers and people running into TSA checkpoints, citizens running into them, where they'll even get mad at them for Patriot bumper stickers, Governor.
Well, I don't know about anything like that, but all I know is that they, you know, there's far too much search and seizure going on in this country. There's far too much observation of us. I mean, when George Orwell wrote those books, who knew that they would become true by the year 2012?
And absolutely, and then some.
But I do want to state, though, Alex, I did not do Jay Leno because I wouldn't fly. It was some health issues here at home why I had to cancel Leno.
Well, I know you don't want to insult Leno, but you also told me, though, that you were saying the trains and stuff like that, not being able to fly.
It would have required me. I don't fly anymore because I won't do anything where I'm treated like a criminal. And so that means I can't fly anymore. And so to go to L.A. would now take me over a week to do so. And I couldn't do that because of a particular medical problem here at home. I could not leave for a week. It was just...
Sure, sure. I'm just saying nobody's had you for a month. It's we just really appreciate you being here with us. In closing, presidential run in 4 years.
Well, like I said, I won't do it with a political party, and it'll require the people to rise up, and waiting for that to happen will be, I don't think I have anything to worry about running in 4 years.
Really? You just think that the country's that shot?
Well, I think the people are that apathetic. They continue to vote for these Democrats and Republicans, the people that are wrecking our country, and yet they still vote for them. It's astounding. I didn't watch one debate, Alex. I didn't need to, because 6 months ago I determined I was voting for Gary Johnson, the governor of New Mexico, running under the Libertarian Party. So therefore, I didn't need to watch debates and get told a bunch of hogwash and lies. All they do is lie to you.
You're right, Governor Jesse Ventura. We got 2 minutes left. You're going to be back with us on November 7th after the election. Comments on this hurricane are saying it may postpone the election. We know they've got weather weapons.
Well, I did the thing up in Alaska Harp, but I don't think it's going to postpone the elections. It's supposed to hit today or tomorrow, and the elections are a week away. I think we're well prepared for it. Maybe it'll be big enough, but right now it's only a level one. And I think with the preparation that's gone in ahead of time now, the damage may be minimal. I could be wrong. I'm not a weatherman, and I'm not hip to everything going on out there. I wish all those people well and hope it's the least possible damage that could happen.
Well, I think it's a lot of hype as well, but they're, you know, canceling the early voting in several states now. We covered that article earlier, so maybe government will try to use it as some type of diversion. Who knows?
Well, you know, government really doesn't want you to vote. That's obvious. You know, they've got all they're doing in Minnesota now with these picture IDs and stuff. So they do want to make it more difficult to vote because they want to cut down the number of people who are allowed to make a decision on what they do.
And they're trying to checkmate us with election fraud as well. Well, I hope to hear in the news from Governor Ventura, from Jesse, here on other media. But we've been honored to have you in the new book.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. It's Democrats and Republicans, available at Infowars.com and bookstores everywhere. I'll say bye to you here during the break, Gov, here for just a moment.
Okay, we'll see you on the 7th.
Okay, thank you, sir. There goes Governor Jesse Ventura. We're going to come right back with a bunch of news on the hurricane and more. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here. I am Alex Jones, your host. We just had former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura on in a news-making interview. I have not been talking a lot to the True TV crew, the production house. I have some friends that are up for three seasons, Michael Braverman and others. I did not know that they had killed the TSA, which was one of the most powerful episodes. I mean, I know what's in it. The cancer studies on the body scanners, the factories, the money deals, Chertoff making money, all double, triple checked, and they killed it. Time Warner killed it. You just heard Governor Ventura. If you just tuned in, that is big news. You know, I've been told not to tell people what I was told in confidence about the last season with the episode that, I mean, I was the consultant on, I'd say 80% of it. The FEMA camps, the proof, the civilian inmate labor camp programs, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I mean, I gave him all the documents, and the stuff I gave Glenn Beck 3 years ago that he said he was going to cover and then, you know, came out and said was a hoax and didn't exist, and then went and showed what we predicted, hoax FEMA camps and not the real ones. We have the bills. We have the legislation. We have the executive orders. We went and showed the fusion centers. We went and showed the Homeland Security reports. They went and talked to Mr. German. I forget his first name. He works for the ACLU, you know, well-known, retired FBI agent. Well, he got out of the FBI because of the stuff he saw. And we proved, I mean, it was hardcore real journalism. You know, some of the stuff on the show is kind of a little nebulous, fun stuff, you know, reptoid, stuff like that. But this was hardcore, and they went ape. It's supposed to air like 50 times. Costs closer to $1 million to make an episode, if you must know. And so they air them over and over again, you know, like any of those true TV shows. It got record ratings. They killed it. And Homeland Security gave them a little visit. A bunch of other stuff happened. The other things I can't talk about. Threats, you name it. And because the head of True TV had said, look, I'm allowed to do whatever I want, Governor Ventura. This is 3 years ago in the first season. You are going to be able to do whatever you want as long as it's vetted. And it came down to a big fight at True TV, basically. I'll just leave it at that. And countermanding and direct orders from on top with Homeland Security going to Time Warner. And, of course, we had under Time Warner CNN, the reporter on Amber Lyon, who was one of the, I mean, she's a Emmy Award winning with three of them for news. You know, also war zones, you name it. They were covering up Al-Qaeda working for our government, basically murdering people all over, and different governments murdering peaceful protesters and lying about it. And they told her, shut up. And it turned out the government of Qatar and others were funding CNN, funding each program. Bill and Melinda Gates on record fund ABC News, all of it. That's why they have newscasts saying Bill Gates is a superhero, showing him flying like Superman. That's how dumb they think you are. Do we have him yet? Just give me a status report occasionally when we're looking for a guest. Okay, that's fine. I just, you know, like our next guest is, we're unable to connect via Skype with him. That's fine. Just give me a status report. Thank you. The issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is during the break, I was thinking to myself before I came back, I want to make this point. I was thinking about cancer rates on average. You can look at the different numbers yourself, are up 2.5 to 3,000% what they were in the 50s. Now, the media spins it that survivability is up. By the 30s, they knew cancer was virally transmitted, most of it, injecting rats. They've had weaponized cancer viruses on record since the 50s. I mean, there's congressional reports on this. Folks, they put weaponized cancer viruses so designed that they're set to trigger once your hormone levels lower. They're meant to kill you once you get ready for retirement age. And they've set it up to suck the money out of you as they kill you. And this is a government caught not hundreds but thousands of times in secret tests killing people. It just came out in St. Louis. They were spraying and killing people with nerve gas. This is what they do, okay? It is not the government. It's a eugenics, mad scientist technocracy. That's what they call themselves as technocrats. And you need to take it personal that the GMO is designed to sterilize you and give you cancer in every major rodent study. They test rodents because they have this, with closest physiology to us, is rodents, pigs, and monkeys and apes. And monkeys and apes are expensive. Pigs are expensive because you got to contain them. They use rats. Rats are their metabolic systems, according to all the scientists I've talked to, are the closest. Rats, guinea pigs, other rodents. Okay? Now, you're being murdered. You're being vandalized. Your body at a molecular level is being attacked. You're being stabbed. And you know what? Even a wimp, if somebody walks up to him in a parking lot and pulls out a knife, says, I'm going to stab you, most wimps will even fight back. They'll find enough courage to fight for their lives. Will you fight for your lives now, ladies and gentlemen? Almost everybody I know has family with cancer right now, and I am sick of it, and I take it personal. I take it real personal. I take it real personal that the women I love, young and old, are constantly battling breast cancer. That everybody I know has been touched by that, and it's just growing, it's skyrocketing, and there's no media coverage of why is it exploding? Why is it exploding? Why is testicular cancer exploding? Why is pancreatic cancer exploding? Why is cancer of the liver, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the esophagus, cancer, 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 cancer? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. These globalists know how to kill us quietly, kill us slowly. And then they soft kill us and we wander off and wonder why we died 10 years later. They know it's a death sentence. They've had DU since the 40s. They've had DU weapons, but never would deploy them because they said, well, it blows back. It ignites in the rifle barreling, and it will shoot people. It will not just shoot who you're shooting. It will shoot you. You will get it. And it's toxic and it's radioactive. That's what the old manual said until 1991. I've interviewed the head of the DU program for the Defense Department, but Colonel Doug Rocky. And you know, physicists, scientists, biologists, I mean, he, most of his friends have died from it. He's had 50-something surgeries. Every time we try to get him on, he's at the hospital. The guy's tougher than nails like Darth Vader, but, you know, he's just sick. They went out there to just survey the DU from the Highway of Death post Gulf War I, Desert Storm, on that Kuwaiti highway into Iraq. And folks, they were in breathing masks. They were in gear. And they all got rashes and started having kidney failure and nosebleeds and deformed children and just instantly. You know, they went home and had kids and they were deformed. They were having kidney failure in some of the guys that week. Okay? You know why the troops are dying? You know why they're so sick? You know why they're committing suicide? Folks, they're dying. Nerve gas was released. Saddam probably used nerve gas. They also blew up a bunch of bunkers to get rid of it because it was marked U.S. and NATO. And the detectors all went off. The news said false alarm. Our troops sat there and breathed sarin and VX mixtures at low levels. It deposited in the brainstem. And I watched the congressional hearings where they admitted it 2 years later. And it showed this Marine Corps captain. And they were showing photos of him, all handsome and strong. And he was begging, saying, all I want is medical help for my friends who are dying. He died like a week after that he was on C-SPAN. It made me cry. Man, these people are murderers, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are pure death. They make Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, the Nazi torture scientist, look like a schoolboy. He is an apprentice to these people. Hitler got everything from the U.S. and England. It's called eugenics. It's called the New World Order. That's why Ted Turner said last week he's glad troops are committing suicide. They believe it's good for the earth for us to die. Well, I got news for you. I'm going to identify you, and as you keep killing enough people, people are going to break out of their trance, and we're going to bring all of you to justice, come hell or high water. That's why I'm not worried about myself, folks, because there's no future anyways. We either beat these people, we either defeat these people, or there's no future. You don't just go, I'll go party and watch a ball game and go get drunk and whatever happens and your kids get cancer at age 22 or whatever. I am not going to settle for that. I am not, when I see people drinking Diet Coke, it assaults me. It assaults me to know that it's in tens of thousands of products, all the major sugar gums, most candies now added on top of the sugar. It's an excitotoxin, highly addictive. It makes you hungry because it's an excitotoxin and makes you obese. There's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of studies on this. There's new ones out today. New ones out this week. And I never hardly see Glenn Beck. I was looking around for like FEMA camp news, and I saw something about economic collapse, and it was him on his radio show. And you know, he's now copying us, the TV's behind him and stuff, which is great. I mean, it's a serious form of flattery. But the point is, he was sitting there with a Diet Coke. And I remember when the Drudge Report, when he said he was going blind, which that macular degeneration on record is linked to aspartame, NutraSweet Equal. And the Drudge Report linked to our article saying, hey, it could be aspartame that's making you go blind, Glenn, as like a message to try to help him. He went on the radio the next day and made fun of me and basically made fun of the Drudge Report for that article. I mean, he's going blind and he can't stop drinking it. I mean, I just, these people, I don't know what to do. I mean, I genuinely want to help people. I want him to stop drinking it, stop losing his eyesight. It can even be reversed and then come out against it. But he won't because these people love it, man. I've seen Bill Clinton drinking Diet Cokes. Even most of these puppet people out there who think they're powerful, they're egomaniacs, they couldn't be true that Diet Coke makes you go blind. I remember 2 years ago, it couldn't be true that PepsiCo does have fetal tissue flavoring in their drinks. I didn't believe that till it came out in court. So maybe I shouldn't blame them. I mean, who can admit this? Here it is. This is out of the National Institutes of Health, new national study. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induced greater weight gain in adult Weister rats at similar total caloric intake levels. Now, I already know this. Dr. Blaylock, MD, has said this. Aspartame eats your brain, makes you fat, and gives you pancreatic cancer, and makes your eyeballs rot. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here. Look, I want you to take it personally. I want you to go find the White House science czar saying they want to put stuff in your water to sterilize you and kill you. I mean, you said it in the 70s, they're doing it now. I want you to go find the quotes Ted Turner saying he wants to kill 90% of you. There's a new top NASA scientist out saying we got to reduce population to 500 million. They want us out of the way. They're a bunch of criminals that have taken over, and their camp followers and their minions, who are openly preaching forced population reduction and the shutdown of the economy, and that's why they're building these control grids. It's a ruthless scientific culling. And if you won't wake up to that and wake up to the Rockefellers taking over medicine in the 20s and 30s, it's all on record, nothing will help you. Now, we are now carrying all of the best-selling books by Dr. Joel Wallach, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine, and he also holds several other degrees. But I really respect vets because I've worked for a large animal vet and a small animal vet in high school and then a little bit in college. I've worked on large ranches for Jess Adkins in East Texas. An industrial level, and I know they have to know what really is causing the problem. They're there to get the animals well and sold or taken care of. They're not there to suck more money out of you because farmers aren't going to put up with it, and big agri is. And they always knew it was vitamins and minerals. I know he's been talking about this for 30-plus years and did big national studies for the federal government, $25 million in research. But I wanted to get him on when I saw this and other studies because I know he's talked about this forever. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induced greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats. This is the National Health Institute's National Institute of Health, big university study put out here. Doc, I mean, you've talked about that. Dr. Blaylock, MD, brain surgeons, talk. They know all this. They know what aspartame does. They know what MSG does. They know what vaccines do. They know why is cancer rates exploding, sir? What is going on here? What is your take on the points I make? Because we're going to talk about Let's Play Doctor, your book, with Dr. Wallach and also a MD that you wrote it with, Let's Play Doctor. You've got Immortality, a book breaking that down. Hell's Kitchen, Obesity, Diabetes, and Metabolic Syndrome, excellent book. Dead Doctors Don't Lie, of course, your international bestseller. All those are available, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of your books there that ties all in with InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. And it's just the off-the-chart products that you've developed. I was just talking to one of the female crew members here. She said she's lost 15 pounds on this in just a month, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Polymers Plus, the Essential Fatty Acid Proprietary Blend. But I'm not going to get into a pitch for that. I'm already ranting because I'd love to sell what works and what I believe in. Dr. Wallach, this is a short segment here, but long segment coming up. What is going on? How many studies do we have on what aspartame does to the body? Why is it so bad? Why is it linked to macular degeneration in the eyes, pancreatic cancer? Why is it so addictive, Dr. Wallach?
Well, there's a basic reason why it's addictive. Human beings have a craving for things when they're mentally deficient, and they get stuck on sugar. And so even if you don't have sugar, you have something sweet like aspartame. It has two things. Number one, the chemical itself has been shown to cause tumors. Okay, we know that. But also, because it's sweet, it's very seductive. When a person is mentally deficient, you have these cravings. You say, I have to have a candy bar. I have to have a Diet Coke. I have to have a Diet Pepsi. And I run into people all the time, Alex, that are addicted to, 6 liters of Diet Pepsi or Diet Coca-Cola or Diet Dr. Pepper every day. Now, there's no sugar in it, but they will gain an enormous amount of weight because there's a basic fallacy that when you're drinking Diet Coke, you're not going
to
eat fat.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but when you go to the mall and see a 500-pound person, they've always got a diet drink in their hand. And you try to warn them, and they just don't want to listen to you because it's so addictive.
You're exactly right. And, of course, the medical system and the government both, I don't know if they're just ignorant. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and assume they're ignorant, because if they know what they're doing, as you're pointing out, is definitely criminal, because it's hard to buy anything fat. Everything is fat-free, low-fat, no-fat, and yet we're the number one obese nation in the world following their system. And so are they that stupid? Maybe. But basically what happens here is when you have a basic mineral deficiency, you crave sweets. People say, man, I'm a sugar-holic. Or a Coca-holic or a Diet Coca-holic or a Choc-a-holic. And that's because they're minerally deficient, and they get on this aspartame, and it has the negative in that you're always going to be unsatiated. You're always going to be hungry. Because you think you're doing yourself a service by having this no-calorie drink, which tastes sweet, but then you're still going to eat more when you eat. You're still going to eat more when you eat, and this is why people gain weight when they're drinking all this diet stuff. But there are studies that show that aspartame does cause cancer. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, they knew that, and they couldn't get it approved, as you know, Doc, in the 70s three times.
Yep.
Stay there. We're going to come back and continue to talk about how they kill us. And again, I've done the research. They're doing it on purpose. It's very funny to them. Now, the average idiot doctor, they don't know. They're all brainwashed. Let's talk about how they brainwash MDs when we come back and get into a bunch of other important points Dr. Wallach wants to cover.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Ladies, stop and think how many wrinkle creams you've tried are rated so incredibly high on Amazon.com. Because the last time I checked, there was only one. Esotique by Chamonix. Here's Mrs. Murphy from Boston.
If this could be marketed and sold in a gallon container for all over use, I'd work two jobs to be able to afford it. It truly made an incredible difference in my appearance. I also enjoy how wonderfully moist and youthful my skin looks and feels in the morning. I feel beautiful from the moment I wake up until I go to bed.
Ladies, can you say the same about your wrinkle cream? If you've never experienced the amazing luxury of Esotique, here's a simple offer. Try Esotique for only half price. That's it. Half price introductory offer for new customers only, please. Call 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. That's 800-481-1090.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
MDs. I've interviewed countless veterinarians. I've worked with sheep and cattle and horses, and it was always about the minerals. I remember Jess Adkins, large animal vet I worked for out in East Texas. And boy, that guy worked hard. He worked like 16 hours a day, and he was like 60-something years old when I worked for him, and he worked me into the ground when I was like 17 years old. I worked for him off and on several years. But the point is that he would always be mineral this, mineral that, mineral mix this. So Dr. Wallach, growing up on a farm, being around all this, he became a prestigious worldwide veterinarian working for the federal government doing autopsies, and discovered that so many things that, yes, you have a genetic predisposition, but that triggers when you're not getting trace elements, vitamins, and minerals. So they're selling it's all genetic. Well, what happened to our genetics? Because why are all these diseases The United States leads the entire world in every horrible disease. Look it up. Don't believe me. Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes. I mean, you know that. You see it on the news. They're killing us. And whether it's on purpose or by design, I know it's by design. I've read them brag about it. Wallach's being friendly, you know, saying, well, whatever. The point is, let's just cut by that debate. They're doing it. And I'm telling you, number one, get off all this stuff. People that go off aspartame, they say it is like a battle. I had a family member went off of it, and they were in bed for about a week. And they were somebody that didn't use drugs, alcohol, nothing. Well, it's wood alcohol, basically, is what it breaks down into in formaldehyde. It's highly addictive. It's why your dog, you know, likes poison and stuff, separate poison, and will drink antifreeze. Just because it's sweet doesn't mean it's good. It's cheap. They can use a tiny bit of it. What, it's six times sweeter than sugar by volume? They had a chemical warfare test they were doing with bacteria in the 60s. The Defense Department discovered it. Searle was given the patent on it. Then it was passed to Monsanto. I know the whole history. Look up manufacturing process. And people go, well, beer is made out of bacteria. Yogurt, yeah, good ones. They feed toxic waste to a genetically engineered E. coli. That ain't a good bacteria, folks. And then they crap out aspartame. I hate to go into detail here. And I'm just picking one thing. My point is, we get a DocuMcCam shot here for viewers. Radio listeners can just go to InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, and they can see the Polymburst Plus, the most wonderful energy drink out there, bar none. That's why my ugly mug is on it right there. You can also see Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can see Dr. Wallach right here, and I'm going to stop ranting. The EA... FA, the best proprietary blend of a full spectrum of essential fatty acids, the rebound, the longevity, OsteoFX. Ted Anderson had three different doctors say he would have to have knee surgery. A year on this, no knee problems. And again, may not work for you folks, but everybody I know, miraculous. Aaron Dykes, 92 pounds, not even advertised his weight loss. Because you gobble the EFAs, you take the tangy tangerine, all that, you're not hungry anymore. It goes on and on and on and on. Hundreds and hundreds of products. The full catalog discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. When you become a distributor or a preferred customer, you can also sign up on AutoShip and get free shipping, which we know is substantive. And the profit we make from this as well, it's a win-win-win, funds this media organization. I told Dr. Wallach, I said, I want to get you on about news. I'm not going to try to, you know, rant and rave and pitch this stuff, but then I start talking about it. I'm like, why not? It's the answer. Why not? Yeah, well, why not get healthy? Why not exercise? Why not learn there are good fats you need? And that they know people with epilepsy. They tell them, get on the essential fatty acids and that it can really help with it. Doc, I'm ranting here. InfoWarsHealth.com. Let's run through current medical news, meningitis news, vaccine dangers, GMO news. Then I'll give folks a hurricane update. All of this, but we were getting into, what were we covering when we went to break? We were talking about, oh, everybody getting fatter is everything is non-fat, no fat. The trans fats are bad, but that's artificial stuff they make. We need fat, don't we?
Yes, sir. In fact, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It's actually caused by cholesterol deficiency. Okay, your brain is 75% white matter. It's the myelin of the brain, the insulation material of the brain makes up 75% of your brain weight, Alex. And it is 100% cholesterol. So you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, and then you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, and you get Alzheimer's disease.
Why do I get high off a good piece of fish or a good, clean, range-fed organic beef? I mean, I literally, it's a drug for me to eat a big piece of rare steak. I get high off of it.
You know, I had four poached eggs and a half-pound breakfast steak this morning and my supplements. There's nothing wrong with eggs and steak and red meat and so forth. So nobody can find a third-generation flourishing colony of vegans with 300 rosy-cheeked kids running around giggling. They don't exist. And so it all comes down, again, to basically the medical system has overreached when they're talking about everything is caused by genetics. They want you to eat more whole grains. I mean, they could serve up most Americans in Ruth Chris's Steakhouse as prime beef. That's the gist of the book Hell's Kitchen. And I have to stop here a minute and just tell everybody what a hero you are for me, because you're one of the few guys out there that tells the truth. And so I'm so proud to be associated with you because of that.
Same here, buddy. Birds of a feather fly together.
Okay. But the book Hell's Kitchen covers this obesity and type 2 diabetes thing. Both of these are physician-caused diseases, and I can make people an ex-diabetic, not manage their disease, but make them an ex-diabetic in 2 to 14 days. I actually had a challenge from a guy who owns one of the largest medical laboratories in America, and he actually had terrible diabetes, getting worse and worse and worse, had to use insulin. I mean, this guy was out of control, had access to the best endocrinologist. He services 7,000 households a day and hundreds of thousands of doctors every day. And we met in a little restaurant in a funny little town in Missouri, and we were probably the only population there. And he made a bet with me. He says, Wallach, I'll be your best friend if you can do as everybody says you can't get rid of my diabetes in 90 days. I said, well, we can probably do it faster than that. He said, no, I'll give you 90 days. But if you can't do it in 90 days, I'll be your worst enemy. I said, well, that's fair. I shook his hand. He's kind of shocked. And in 2 months' time, his diabetes went from, his blood sugar went from like 178 with drugs down to 68 without medication, and his A1C hemoglobin, which tracks how well you're maintaining your blood sugar, from 8.3 down to 4.3 in 2 months' time, and he's diabetes-free now. We get people off the foot and leg amputation list. We get people off the heart transplant list. The quickest I've ever done it is 5 days. They're on 27 prescription drugs at 3 heart diseases, all by supplementation with nutrients that are required for the heart and the liver and the kidneys to rebuild themselves. You cannot just use drugs to do these things. There's not a single drug, with the exception of antibiotics, Alex, that cure disease. Okay, everything else just manages symptoms. So we talk about, let's jump over here to this meningitis thing that's contaminated by aspergillus. That's tiny. 23 people were killed, 300 infected, 800 exposed. That's nothing. Each year in America, according to the Center for Disease Control, Alex, 2 million people are infected in medical hospitals in America alone because medical doctors don't wash their hands after they go potty. 90,000 of these people die every year, Alex. And let me tell you, in 1,000 years, the mafia has never killed that many people in 1,000 years.
By the way, you know, sir, that's a very conservative number you get. Yep. They're now saying all combined hospitals, drug interactions and things is now the number one cause of death. It's over 1 million people now a year.
Oh, absolutely right. Well, how many people, Alex, would take public transportation if they knew that public transportation killed 15 million people every year in America? I mean, killed, injured, infected 15 million people. Nobody would fly. Nobody would take buses or trains, yet they continue to go like zombies into the doctor's office. And that's why I love you, because you are putting forth a way that people can care for themselves. It's not only going to be food. It's not only going to be self-protection, but it's also going to be how to care for yourself, because why would you escape death at the hands of an enemy, foreign or domestic, and have a doctor kill you? I mean, this is what happens in the VA hospital. I've always said that you have two opportunities to give your life to your country. One is on the field of battle, and the other is in the VA hospital, because VA doctors, according to their own records, kill 700 veterans each year. They kill them. These are people who have escaped death at the hands of the enemy, and they go to the VA hospital for help, and the VA hospital kills 700 a year. And so we have to take care of ourselves and keeping our weight down, staying away from these artificial sweeteners, sugar substitutes is imperative. You're right on track. And the only way to do this is to learn how to take care of ourselves. If you do it, if you give your body the raw materials, the basic 90, 60 minerals, two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals, and you cannot tell by looking at a tomato if it has 3 minerals or 12 or 25. And in the animal industry, which you keep going to, which I appreciate, you can eliminate 900 different diseases which still plague humans by supplementing them with minerals, including one of my great stories is muscular dystrophy. We eliminated muscular dystrophy since 1957 in the animal industry, and I began doing it in the United States about 5 years ago with human beings, eliminating muscular dystrophy. We sent this information to Jerry Lewis by email and hard copy. He took this information to the medical committee of the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, and they fired him, and that's why he has not been on the telethon the last 2 years. And they fired every one of his supporters in the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. I've talked to his personal assistant like 15 times over the last 2 years, and she keeps passing on the message. We didn't want any money from him. We just wanted to let him be the guy to announce that we'd found the cure for muscular dystrophy. And when he brought that to the medical committee, they fired Jerry Lewis and the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation.
He needs to go public. I know he... He's a nice guy and everything, but he needs to go public with that right now because...
Yeah, I don't know if they have a gag order on him or what, but...
Well, that's the problem. When you go work in something like that, they have you sign contracts. You can really break them if people are engaged in fraud, but... You know, like when I go work on a TV show, it's always, oh, by the way, sign this. You can't talk about whatever happened here. And a lot of times I just don't even, I tell national TV, well, I'm not going anywhere with you and I'm not going around you because I'm not going to waive all my rights and stuff. I mean, I had to get a proviso. They wanted me to sneak back into Bohemian Grove. I said, but I couldn't talk about it until I could never talk about it. And I said, well, I can't sign this contract. So they had to change it. And we went out there, and they got arrested, and I got away 2 years ago. But the point is, yeah, I went and, like, jumped in the river and swam away, literally hiding in the bushes from the pool. But the point is, well, I'm not going to jail because, people are chasing me to the woods. Anyways, I just was going there to cover something, and I hadn't even really got on the property yet when they were already chasing them. But the point is that it's a side issue. But, yes, I'm sure that's what's going on. But that's big news that you've talked to his main assistant, and that's what they're saying. Look, here's the deal. What, breast cancer is on average 3,000% up. The U.S. leads it. What's going on with breast cancer, and why do we never hear? I got info to Lance Armstrong, I don't know, 5-6 years ago through two different people. One, a big stockbroker that was on a board with him, a big, $100 millionaire type guy that was on some of his charities. I'll just leave it at that. And he's like, hey, I'm going to get this, this info on 9/11, but also, this info on health and stuff about cancer, being spread through vaccines and other things. I'm going to get it to Lance. So I got some info together for Lance Armstrong, got it through him and then through somebody else. And guess what Lance Armstrong wanted me to get the message about? Dr. Wallach, guess what he said?
What did he say?
He just said, you're a kook, crazy conspiracy theorist. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk to that conspiracy theorist, and I don't want that stuff. So, I mean, they just don't want to know. So why won't anybody ask Dr. Wallach, why is it all exploding? Why is it increasing?
Well, there's very simple reasons. First of all, there's one simple mineral called selenium, which is one of the 60 essential minerals we need. There was a wonderful study done by Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, the guy who discovered at the University of Wisconsin in Madison in 1957, that selenium is an essential nutrient. And he found and published it in 1982 that you can reduce your risk of breast cancer by more than 80% simply by taking 200 micrograms, one-fifth of a milligram of selenium. Then in 1998, a guy by the name of Larry Clark from the University of Arizona did a big double-blind study, gold standard, 1,300 people, 7 years, found that he could reduce the risk of prostate cancer by 69%, colorectal cancer by 64% by 200 micrograms of selenium. And here it comes. I can show you, and this is a great show to release this on, how to reduce the risk of breast cancer by 462%. This is a big study. It was kind of a re-look, a meta-study, if you would, by the University of South Carolina. It came out in 1998. And they looked at the Harvard Nurses' Health Study, which is a 20-year study on these 90,000 nurses. And he did something nobody else did. He looked at how they cooked their food. And he found out women who ate their meat cooked very well done, like doctors suggest or demand, so you don't get salmonella and E. coli. If they cook their meat the way the doctors say, over women who cook their meat medium or medium rare, they increase the risk of breast cancer by 462%. That's the number they give.
Well, there's actually a bunch of studies. Yeah, generally, cancer, you shouldn't burn the meat. But you know why the doctors for 20 years have said that, doctor. I know you know why they're now irradiating even good cuts of meat. They want to be able to not have proper protocol at slaughterhouses. So they spray a live virus, a vaccine on it that eats the bacteria. But there's a bunch of other stuff they found that gets made. Guys, type in viral sprays for meat. It'll be ABC News 5 years ago, but it's now system-wide. That's causing a lot of gut disorders. Actually, a live vaccine. They spray that on the meat, and they want to be able to feed you rotten meat, so they tell you burn it. That's why. And the doctors just repeat whatever the industries pay the AMA to say. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. For those little, pieces that fill in the cracks, it's very important, and I learned something from you there. And basically, if everybody were to cook their meat medium or medium rare, we would drop breast cancer by 462%. Then you throw in 200 micrograms of selenium. You stay away from salad dressings, which have the trans fatty acids, the oils, and the odds of getting breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer would be zero. Now, diabetes is another subject. It's a deficiency of a single mineral, which what we do is we like to add that secret mineral to the Alex pack, which which is the basic 90, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, the Alex pack, and then you throw in what we call Sweeties to it. It has that we call it the secret sauce.
My kids love those. It's candy, but it's really concentrated minerals and vitamins. They love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They drink it at half strength. They love all of it. I love the Rebound instead of drinking coffee in the afternoon. In fact, I'm about to have my Rebound and my Pollen Burst Plus is what I sometimes when I work out, I do Rebound, but I mainly do Pollen Burst Plus every day. Sitting there staring at the Rebound, but I'm about to go do a Pollen Burst Plus right now. All of that. It's called the Alex Pack, InfoWarsHealth.com. Try it, folks, and I'll be shocked. Everyone I know that's tried it. In fact, I've got to start getting testimonials of listeners on here, and because it is unbelievable, Dr. Wallach. That's why I hyperventilate when I talk about this. It is unbelievable what these different proprietary mixes you and your other scientists have developed at Youngevity, and it's all at InfoWarsHealth.com, discounted, folks.
Well, one of the things that people always ask me, Alex, he says, they'll say, you're making some pretty bold claims that, you know, you can make somebody an ex-diabetic in 2 to 14 days. You can reverse dementias in as quickly as 2 weeks after they've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease for 8 years. How can you do that? Well, guess what? Some of this information goes back to the year 1712. It was discovered by a Japanese naval surgeon in the year
1712. Stay there. We're gonna do two more segments with you, an update on the hurricane. By the way, folks, they know this. They know scurvy. If you don't get vitamin C, your body will rot. They know that. A lot of people have scurvy walking around, and no one will tell them. The doctors won't tell them. They will cut you up, folks. They will not tell you to get vitamin C.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
stories top linked up at DrudgeReport.com. People all over Twitter are organizing organized crime looting. But the Weekly Standard reports the Secret Service is leaving the tweets up of people saying kill Romney. So I guess Obama supporters are above the law. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. It's up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. 1990s East Coast hurricane drill named Sandy. That's an Infowars report. Texas warns globalists vote observers may be arrested. They're going to try to send UN people into the voting places. They'll try to make sure all the illegals can vote instead of going after the election fraud. The UN's a joke. So is our election system, but the UN has no part in it. Kurt Nemo's got an article on that. There's another Don Salazar article. Why are police beating up disabled people? Big crazy thing where they just suddenly attack a woman in a wheelchair for no reason. It's like piranhas. It's pure predatory Prozac. Most of these cops, it turns out, are on Prozac and stuff. And it also turns out that I bet money this nanny that stabbed the little kids, I bet you she's on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's in the hallucinogen class. Anyway, side issue. I want to play this clip real quick and then go back to Dr. Wallach to talk about vaccine dangers, the meningitis news, the GMO dangers, just real fast in the time we have left with Dr. Wallach. But we did something fun, and it turned out really good, and we're comparing people that aren't awake to zombies because they are in a trance-like state medically. In this new issue of the magazine, now available at cost, you can get subscriptions to give as a gift. 12 of them delivered to your friends and family's door. Or you can buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order over the phone your subscription or buy them in bulk. The Secret Life of Zombies. And it just breaks down how people are becoming zombie-like. And it's a popular subject with zombies. They like zombies. They're into kind of the archetype of what they're becoming. So this is a great way to wake somebody up. And it's a 60-page long magazine, glossy now. It's now glossy, and I'm blown away by the quality. Here's a promo Darren McBreen put together with the director of this piece, our own John Bound. And the trailer is also being posted right now if you're a radio listener and want to see it. Zombies Attack InfoWars.com. Here it is. And again, this translates a lot more powerful up at Infowars.com, where it's being posted right now. I wanted it posted this morning. It wasn't, but I've now told the great crew in there, so they're going to post that right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. We're going to break in a minute and a half. Only have 5 minutes left. We couldn't get your Skype connected, Dr. Wallach, today for 20 minutes. That's why you're on a bit late, but sorry that it didn't work on your end or our end. We're not sure. But in closing, before we go to break, real fast, your take on the meningitis news.
Of course, this is just typical of the medical pharmaceutical production areas. 30,000 people in America die each year in the household because doctors don't wash their hands. I'm sure the same thing was going on. This aspergillus that contaminated this vaccine or this steroid that they're injecting people for back pain is bread mold. Aspergillus is just bread mold, okay? And so somebody got their sandwich in there when they shouldn't have, in their shirt pocket or something. And then basically, nobody should be taking these drugs anyway. If somebody has back pain, even Harvard Medical School said don't do that. Come to the Alex Pack, throw in the glucogel with it. We can rebuild your disc. We can rebuild your back.
InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.